Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. You're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show. We're on the road with this one today, and it's also brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us today is Dawn Landis.
Hello Dawn, there.
How are you?
Doing well.
It's so great
good
to
outside.
Have
you. We're outside.
Yeah, I know. It's a very nice day for this type of thing.
I know. You hear the weed whacker in the background?
Yeah, we got a little weed whacker action going.
This is grassroots. This is real grass.
This is real grass.
Roots underneath my feet.
What would you like to play before we get to talking here?
Let's try. The first song we'll do is called Love Song. I've got Creighton Irons playing piano over here with me.
Excellent. So, here's Dawn Landis here on Hunter at Sunrise. At Sunrise here with Dawn Landis. And who is this gentleman again?
Creighton Irons, the great Creighton Irons on piano.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And you had a great album just last year, right? Bluebird, that was your fifth
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've been living in Brooklyn, but you're not originally from there,
no,
right?
No, I'm from the Kentucky area originally.
From the Kentucky area?
Yeah.
Because you also said Indiana, so...
Well, I was born in Indiana, but I don't... You know, I feel like you're from wherever you can remember the names of streets, I grew up in Kentucky. I learned to drive in Kentucky. So.
Around the Louisville area?
Louisville, mm-hmm.
Louisville.
Kentuckiana. I guess I'm a Kentuckiana girl, if you want to get technical.
I've gotten in arguments over how you pronounce Louisville.
I know. It's a tough one. They make t-shirts there that say, like, L-O-O-V-U-L. That's my favorite pronunciation. Louisville.
Well, you're certainly rather cosmopolitan now, though. You've been all over the world. You've been in Europe. In fact, you're getting ready to go to Europe, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, yeah. We're doing a couple of festivals and things over there in September.
So. Yeah, and you've been on stage with the likes of Ray LaMontagne, Feist, Andrew Bird, Jose Gonzalez, Suzanne Vega. That's quite a modern singer-songwriter lineup there.
Yeah, they're good ones, all of them. I've learned a lot from all those people. It's pretty great to be able to have my name in their name somewhere, you know.
Yeah, well,
on the same page.
You also produced a collection of French songs.
I did. Oui.
Yeah, like what made you do that? I guess
my career has been so strange. I my first couple albums came out on French labels, So I toured a lot in France, and I didn't speak any French. Huh. Which is very strange. You know, I actually took Spanish in high school, so I didn't speak a word of French. And So I had to learn it. I call it, I speak je parle français au bar. Like, I speak bar French. Like, I can tell you about myself at a bar.
Really?
And from that, I became interested, and I started taking lessons. And that's how I started writing and listening to a lot of French music. And
What's an example of a French song that you would have?
Oh, I could play you one. I could play you part of one if you want. But, well... Francoise Hardy was a huge influence from a lot of the stuff from the 60s, like Serge Gainsbourg and Franz Gall and Francoise Hardy. All that stuff, it was called Yi Yi music, Y-E-Y-E. It was really fun, playful, you know. The production was really cool.
Right.
And I fell in love with that sound and that music. So I made an album that kind of was an homage to that stuff called Malhabillé.
Yeah. Well, you recently also released an EP, which we've been playing quite a bit on the show, by the way, with Piers Faccini.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Piers Faccini?
I met Piers Faccini in France, of all places. He invited me to sing. Well, actually, I met him singing a Lead Belly song. He does this series of cover songs where he invites different people to sing with him. And so myself and Sylvie Lewis, who's a British singer, she's great. We did a Lead Belly cover, and then Piers invited me back. He lives in Montpellier, the region, I think, in France. It's very remote, beautiful, hilly, gorgeous. And we played in this this chapel, like a medieval chapel. There were bats flying around with no acoustics. I mean, the whole space was an acoustic space, you know, very resonant and beautiful. We didn't use microphones or anything like that. But so we loved performing together, and I got there 2 days early, and we wrote a song, and that became Heaven's Gate, and that was the first song we wrote for the album. And then we thought, oh, let's write a couple more. And I love the way he plays music, and he's got a really cool feel. So
yeah, it's very, I don't know what you'd say, but it's very European sounding.
Yeah,
somehow.
Uh huh.
I'm not quite sure.
He's
but...
kind of a. I mean, like, he's an interesting guy because he's got an Italian name. He speaks Italian. He speaks French and English, but he grew up in the UK, but he lives in France, you know, and he studied, I think, Malayan guitar. So his guitar style is very African sounding.
Yeah. Well, you also put out, at least you helped with a EP with Jim James, didn't you?
Oh, he sang. Yeah, I did a little covers EP called The Don and the Kentuckians. And I did it in Kentucky when I was living. I lived in Kentucky a couple summers ago.
Yeah.
Again.
What's he like to work with?
Oh, he's awesome. What a great musician.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Well,
we're talking with Piers Faccini. We're talking with Don Landis here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I'm wondering. Let's see. I can try a French song.
Oh, really?
You want me to try it?
Sure, why not?
If you want. Or, I mean, I could do whatever you want. I could do, let's see. Yeah, let me do, I won't do a French one. You can check out the French one if you're into French.
Can you buy this on iTunes?
You can, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's Don Landis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And this song we're going to do is just me playing it, and it's called Try to Make a Fire Burn Again.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Don Landis here on Hunter at Sunrise. Her album's called Bluebird, and I guess you can get that anywhere, but you probably want it on your website. What's your website?
Just donlandis.com.
Excellent. And also, you can check out that EP we were talking about. It's called Desert Songs with Piers Ficini, and it's very recently released, and that's on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this today.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
We want to thank some other people, too. We want to thank Nick Werner for doing the sound
here
today.
Bravo. Thank you, Creighton, for playing piano. And thank you, Jim, for hosting.
Yeah, Jim Morrison does this incredible house concert series here at North Shore Point in Norfolk. And we are always happy when we come here to do our interviews. And thank you, Jim, for letting us do that.